Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hola, bienvenue, welcome, fresh produce aficionados. You're tuned into the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from sunny Long Beach, California. And as always, we're serving up global insights with a side of aspiration. Did I say aspiration? Inspiration. How's everyone doing this week? What's fresh and exciting in your corner of the world? I'll share with you that I had an interesting start to the week. It was a rite of passage because it looks like many people get root canals, but I got mine for the first time just this past Monday. And luckily, it was nothing painful, something that had to be done. But just want to make sure that you keep all your teeth, your eyes, and your hair. Can you believe we've reached the end of October already? The season of pumpkins, squash, and hearty harvest flavors are here. And we're rolling straight into the holidays. My favorite, starting with Halloween's pumpkin patches to Thanksgiving's colorful produce plates. This is the time when the world of fruits and vegetables truly shine. And speaking of harvest season, there is an ancient holiday observed in Ireland and Scotland on October 30th. And no, it's not Halloween. It's called Samhain. S-A-M-H-I-I-N. It has its roots in a Gaelic festival to mark the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter. Samhain is mentioned in the early Irish literature from the 9th century. It was marked with great gatherings and feasts and was associated with opening the ancient burial mounds, similar to Dia de los Muertos. Throughout civilization, agriculture has played a major role in sustaining people. We can see how ancient civilizations depended on bonfires and sacrifices to guarantee that they would have an abundant harvest. Maybe we should do the same today, but forget the sacrifices, but gathering around a bonfire for an abundant harvest would really be a lot of fun. Today, we, who are the consumers, we just automatically expect an abundance and selection of fresh produce year-round. The only indication there may not have been a decent harvest is when we see sticker shock with apples, potatoes, avocados, even lettuce. Then we could revert to bonfires and sacrifices to help bring down those prices. If only that were true. Yes, it is a colorful time of the year. Everywhere you look, the markets are bursting with bright colors, gold, green, orange. I love this time of the year. And behind every display is a community of growers, innovators, and dreamers that are shaping the future of what we grow, share, and eat. So grab your fresh produce passport to freshness and your appetite for discovery. Because here on the Global Fresh Series, we all speak the same language, and that's the language of fresh produce. As always, we bring you the latest international fresh produce news. Today, we are going to speak European supermarkets, this their language. We're going to take a look at the European Grocery Report 2025, as published by ESM Magazine, which is the European Supermarket Magazine. It gives you a deep dive into the retail and consumer landscape. And trust me, the issue is 111 pages of detailed information, breaking it out by country. There's about 86 pages that are dedicated to each country: France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and then it goes into the Balkans. It goes on and on. There's no way that I could possibly cover this issue in one episode. So let's make this part one, and I will deliver the remainder of the info in part two, which will probably be more concentrated on the supermarkets per country. And who knows, if we're running short of time, I might even have to do a part three. So that covers us for most of November. It's all good stuff that I will summarize for you. But before we get into the thick of it, let's take a moment to shine a light on our first-class sponsor. They are a true leader in the world of spuds. Because October is here, and so are Manitoba's pumpkins. Alongside peak of the markets, classic root veggies, local pumpkins are ready for your fall recipes, decorations, and family fun. Make sure you check out this proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban producer of some of the finest vegetables in Manitoba. And turning south to Columbia avocados, it is Columbia's main season, and Columbia has volume and quality to support your promotional programs and fill those supply gaps. Columbia avocados, they meet your growing category demand needs year-round. The DRC, the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute Resolution Corporation, you can trade with confidence when it comes to preventing global trade issues, because they are here to educate and protect your business. And before we continue to today's show, let's hear from one of our innovative sponsors, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back. We're going to take a look at the European Supermarket Landscape 2025 report. But let's start by looking at the state of the European grocery retail published by Eurocommerce and McKinsey & Company. We're going to take a look at how did they go about doing this very in-depth annual deep dive report that are influencing this European sector. There were 127 grocers across 11 European countries that were part of this research to determine what they labeled are the growth champions. Those are retailers that both gained market share and reported above average like-for-like sales growth over the last 5 years. What did they have in common? Now, 2024 marked a period of stability after a tumultuous several years, swinging back in 2025 to consumer uncertainty with economic pressures in Europe. On a pan-European level, grocery sales increased by 2.54%, which was slightly above the food inflation rate of 2.3%. This was the first real-term growth since 2020. Consumers drove this growth with balanced trading behavior. Interestingly enough, 25% of consumers traded up with equal share trading down. They kind of canceled one another. These two groups canceled one another out. As in the U.S., European discounters and private labels continued to gain market share with very slight volume growth. The conundrum is with the consumer remaining cautious as economic pressure continues. Slightly one-third of the 127 retailers qualified as growth champions. Now, again, growth champions are defined as typically larger in scale and more profitable, with this group reporting sales of 9.7 billion euros, comprising discounters having a higher proportion of growth champions at 41%, compared to supermarkets and hypermarkets at 28%. The study noted that from 30 attributes used to analyze, there were four main practices that these growth champions had in common. They were, number one, a pleasant store experience. Two, excellent product quality, which take note, fresh produce suppliers. When it comes to fresh product, it has to be the freshest, highest quality, but they also want lower prices. And private label was a big factor, with a higher than average share of private label revenue comprising between 50 to 90%. So what's the takeaway on this? I mean, when we think private label, we always think something in the center of the store. And private label is definitely growing, especially in these uncertain times. But we also have private label within the fresh produce area. Or it's something that maybe you could be creative with one of the European retailers bringing in a private label. Interestingly enough, the factors that did not have any bearing on performance were loyalty programs, convenient opening hours, and sustainable or diet-focused product ranges, which to me were quite the opposite as here in the U.S. market, because loyalty programs, they're so popular, not just even with supermarket chains, but what about airlines, banks, credit cards? But they had absolutely no bearing. They want a good, number one was a pleasant in-store experience. And what is happening with fresh produce? Good news. The net intent of fresh produce among European consumers has increased by 2 percentage points since 2024. Breaking it out by generations, Gen Z shoppers increased by 7%, with 1 in 3 consumers in this segment expressing a willingness to pay a premium for healthier products. Baby boomers expressed an interest in reducing salt and consuming less processed foods to promote heart health and curb chronic conditions. Generation Z and Millennium shoppers, they seek options that are high in protein and low in calories. This is all good news in promoting healthy, delicious, fresh produce to retailers in the European market, because you can segue into any one of these groups. Each one looks like it has a different approach. As you can see, one was willing to pay more for a premium, and then you had another one that they definitely want more protein. So just break it out and get those marketing strategies segmented for the European retailers. Continuing to look at the different European demographic groups, more than half of European consumers purchase ready-to-eat items such as sandwiches, salads, drinks, and snacks at least once a month. And this figure increased among Gen Z at 77%. And 72% of millennials buy to-go food, with 42% of Gen Z and 37% of millennials purchasing ready-to-eat meals at least once a week. Again, you already see how to segment out these groups and what to offer them. And what I think is great, for example, with sandwiches that are prepackaged, I'm starting to see other things within that prepackaged sandwich, like apple slices, other kinds of fruit that are really just easy to put into a grab and go, and then the salads. So Gen Z is really packing it on with 77%, purchasing all these to go and the ready to eat meals. All good news for fresh produce marketers and setting their consumer campaigns. So now we're going to move on and hear from another one of our fabulous sponsors, Zag Technical Services, before looking at the European landscape for supermarkets.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, Even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
And we're back again. And yes, it is worth a conversation with Zag Technical Services. Definitely make sure you check out their website and keep your IT network safe and secure. So welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors. Before we jump to the supermarkets, the European supermarket section, I want to mention the interesting findings of this McKinsey report regarding the demographics of European shoppers in relationship to sustainability. We all know that sustainability has been such a buzzword over the last, 4 or 5 years. It's been a while. And you know, you kind of wonder how there's even some organizations that are set up specifically to define sustainability. And as we walked the last few trade shows that the IFPA, Fruit Attraction in Madrid, packaging companies are coming on strong with sustainability, agritech companies. It's just all around us in the fresh produce sector. But what was very interesting, as you will hear in just a few moments, let me preface this with another organization within Europe called Freshfel, which is the number one fresh produce organization within Europe. They have a major focus on sustainability with a mandate. They have a PEFCR project, which aims to standardize environmental footprints to communicate the sustainability aspects of fresh produce. Well, the McKinsey report found that the share of consumers who want to purchase sustainable products has decreased, falling to Gen Z and millennials to carry the sustainability torch. They have approximately 1.8 times greater intent to purchase more sustainable products than Gen X and baby boomers. So again, I thought this report was chock full of great information and segmenting all these different demographics because each one is so different. So forget a Gen Z. They're just not really, I guess, that interested in sustainability. And I'm kind of curious why, but that is only within the European market. Nothing has been studied here in the U.S. in terms of sustainability and demographics. So what is happening with the European retail scene? The next 5 years is going to see an acceleration of grocery retail consolidation driven by multinational grocers seeking cross-country synergies, as stated by this report. Now, also, it's really interesting when we get into AI and technology and data measurement. This report also found that those who were willing to invest had a growth rate of 2.9 times the total return to shareholders to those retailers and consumer good firms that have made an investment in honing their data. They achieved twice the growth and 2.9 times the total returns to shareholders. I thought that was interesting. I just thought Europe would be a little bit more ahead of the curve within AI and technology within the supermarket. This report also stated that nearly 90% of AI and tech transformation have not reached scale, with many companies lacking efficient data measurement, systems, and face a productivity paradox with an imbalance with the resources invested in AI and the gained benefits. That's pretty significant. 90% of AI and tech transformation have not reached scale within the European supermarket landscape. Well, there's another opportunity, Zag Technical Services. one quick note about retail media in Europe. Supermarkets, retail media is the largest and fastest growing profit source beyond conventional retail. 2025 has been characterized by a diversification in advertising opportunities as European retailers, they're looking at additional growth outside of their traditional advertising channels, meaning their own websites and in-store screens, to platforms operated by third parties. They again see a growing opportunity for growers, shippers, third parties who understand the reach of digital media platforms to grow that fresh produce segment within the supermarket chain. So I thought that was quite fascinating that they are see a more of an increase outside of their own traditional platforms. This is just the beginning. I'm just giving you the high points on the introduction of this report, because we still have about 86 pages that break out the state of the supermarket sector by country, starting with France. And it's very interesting. It's a lot of reading and digesting it. I'm trying to summarize it to you so I get you the high points and I don't get too much into the weeds and bore you with too many statistics, facts, and figures. I just try to give you the top level. Each country has their challenges in geopolitics, fiscal challenges, snap elections, such as in France, slowing economies, and of course, an interruption in trade with tariffs. There is so much more to talk about, so let's make an appointment to meet again next Wednesday to hear about the EU countries. And as we get to the EU countries, I'll be able to discuss the supermarkets and in relationship to those EU countries, because each country, as you know, has their own supermarket chains. And I will quickly let you know, I'll give you a little summary here. They named 50 of the top strongest European groceries based on their retail brands. Here are the top five. ICA, ICA in Sweden, Mikros in Turkey, Systembolaget in Sweden, Albert Heijn in the Netherlands, and Mercadona in Spain. Those are the top five out of the top 50 strongest European grocery based on their retail brands. I'll dive into a few more. That was just the top five. I will list a few more next week. So we all have an appointment to meet again, same time, same station next week. I'll go a little bit deeper, which will get more into the by countries. So I hope you found this interesting. It is there in the ESM if you wanted to dig deeper into some of this information. And I would like to wrap up the show with our last sponsor, equally important as everyone else, AgriFresh. They are an industry leader in post-harvest quality and freshness solutions to digital transformation. Make sure to check out their website. So it has been my pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the world, you know, in the aisles of a trade show, in the orchards, or on the horizon, or maybe in one of the supermarkets in Europe.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.